The investigation into today's attacks is already underway, and its focus, at least initially, is on the city's transportation system. Christian Wolmer is a transportation journalist who's written extensively about the London Underground. He says there were differences between the subway lines that were hit.
The first couple of explosions were on the Circle Line, which is a subsurface line, which is just below the surface, and the trains there kind of run alongside the trains in the other direction. That means that the tunnels are open and an explosion causes less damage. The worst explosion was the one at King's Cross, which was in a deep tube line, which is one of the lines that is carved out of the London clay and are very narrow, and there's basically a single tube for each direction, and that means that the blast has nowhere to go except murderously into the people and the train, and that's why there's been many more deaths at the site in King's Cross than on the other two trains.
After the three explosions on the Underground, then comes a full half an hour after the third of those blasts, an explosion on a bus. What, geographically, what's the relationship between the Underground and this bus?
Well, the bus is actually really just about a mile away from King's Cross, where the worst of these explosions happened. What happened was that everybody had been evacuated out of the Underground onto the roads, and a lot of people were walking, but people were trying to find buses as well. And clearly the bus, which is a number 30 bus, which goes from kind of Hackney and Islington into town through to Marble Arch. And that would have been going in the direction of town. As many people as possible would have got on the bus, and it would have been packed, absolutely packed with people, because there was no underground system. And indeed, the explosion was just near Russell Square station, which is actually the next station after King's Cross on the Piccadilly line on which the King's Cross train was exploded. So geographically, it was terribly near the actual underground explosion, but of course on the ground rather than underground.
Is there some common point of origin here to all of these lines where something
might have begun? Well, King's Cross would be the one point where the 30 bus goes through and the Circle Line goes through and the Piccadilly line goes through. So, as you say, yes, it was a central point, but I don't think there's any particular meaning to that. I think the whole point was to cause widespread chaos along lots of different places.
The police have spoken of looking at various pictures from security cameras. How well covered with security cameras is the Underground?
It's very well. There's CCTV now at every station. Every station has a control office where people sit and can see the platforms and various other parts of the station. Over the last 10, 15 years, that situation has changed completely. So there is great CCTV coverage. And, of course, there will be great effort to look at people coming on to those ill-fated trains. But it's a very, very difficult task because, you know, those trains will have gone through 20, 30 stations. The person will be able to get on at any of those stations. There's 500,000 people who go to work every day on the London Underground. There's kind of 3 million journeys in all on the London Underground every day. You know, it's very difficult to do. I should add, actually, that there is CCTV on about 90% of buses now. Of course, the blast might have destroyed the CCTV footage on the bus, but on the other hand, if that CCTV coverage has survived, then there will be pictures of those people getting on the bus.
It's transportation journalist Christian Wolmer speaking to us from London. He's the author of Subterranean Railway, a book about the London Underground. Thanks for talking with us.
Pleasure.